This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here. Jake Chapman along as well. The Magic handled their business yet again. Last night they take down the Charlotte Hornets. They've won all three meetings with Charlotte this year, and they beat them 112-92. The Magic now 41-28 on the season, leading the way. Cole Anthony with 21 off the bench. That was sensational. 13 points from Bo Wagner off the bench, and the Magic's second unit was absolutely electric. 16 for Jalen Suggs. We got a lot to get to. There was a lot that happened in that basketball game. We've been raving about this Magic defense, and it was on full display last night. The Hornets are led by Brandon Miller with 21. And Vasilije Micic with 20, who continues to be a thorn in Orlando's side there, Micic. But this Orlando Magic team now 41-28. Jake, you think about it. They had 42 wins in that 2018-19 season, right? And I'll never forget being in Boston. They clinch a playoff berth. It was their first playoff berth in 6 years. Steve Clifford led them there, and there was about 40 or 50 staffers that were at a restaurant after the game. Steve Clifford walks in. Everyone gave him a standing ovation. And finally, you know, after that rough first rebuild, we're out. We're into the playoffs. And they would actually win game one of that series against the Toronto Raptors. So, you know, that game last night was over before it started. You're up by 35 at halftime, as many as 41 there in the first half. But that team, that 18-19 team, won 42 games. That's the most that this team has won since the 2010-11 season, when they won 52 games. So one time in the last 12, 13 years, you've had a season where you've won 42 games. You can tie that on Thursday. I mean, so it's remarkable what this team is doing.
Yeah, and that was a veteran team. You know, you think about why that team ended up getting split up, and it's because there was a ceiling there. And I think you saw it, if not that year, then certainly the next season, which is obviously a fractured year anyways. But by about 18 months after that series that you're talking about, Dante, I think everybody knew that the core of Vooch and Terrence Ross and Fournier and Aaron Gordon had that ceiling. I have no idea what the ceiling is, if there even is one with this group. We're the third youngest team in the league. We've got 41 wins at this point, and you know, the secret sauce is the defense, and that's something that, as we keep on saying, travels will not go away, and likely we'll only get better. So you feel for Steve Clifford. He's in a situation right now like he was at the end of his tenure here in Orlando. He's got a young team. He doesn't really know exactly what he has. I don't think he knows necessarily how long he is for that position. If they decide they want to go younger and a rebuild type coach, we know Cliff wasn't exactly thrilled to undertake a rebuild here at the end of his tenure here. And it is, you know, we talked about it yesterday. The Hornets organization has been absolutely, you know, hamstrung, pun intended, by these injuries. And that goes back all the way to Kemba Walker, for crying out loud. Kemba, and then Gordon Hayward, and then the Miles Bridges stuff. And then, of course, LaMelo Ball, who's played 58 games in his last two seasons combined, and only one in 4 years as he played more than 52 games. So, you know, that's it sucks for them. But we, that was kind of a culmination last night, I think, of Charlotte being where they are and us on the ascent. At the very least, the first half was. I haven't seen a more dominant half of basketball since I came back to work for the Orlando Magic in 2019. I mean, that was 67-32 at halftime, a 35-point lead. He got it up to 41.
It was tied for the second largest halftime lead in franchise history, the largest being 38. Think about that, right? So you're right. You have not seen that.
No, of course not. Yeah, and you know, and sometimes you get to that point and you're going, sometimes, put it this way, sometimes a 20-point lead at half against a really good team can feel like the best basketball you've seen. But there were those moments last night, peppered throughout the first half, Jalen hitting the three and turn it around. Jalen doing his best Steph. I mean, he hits a three and he turns around before that thing even goes in. The defense was phenomenal. It was just, that was a very fun half of basketball. And the second half, yes, you let go of the rope a little bit, and they got going. Brandon Miller got going. You know, the Hornets actually won the second half. But I think there's something to be said. And, you know, there's an element of quote-unquote playing with your food. But I think there's something to be said for, hey, we're up by 35 points. Just don't go screw it up. And
yes, exactly. No, there's no question.
You're right. So I didn't mind the fact that it got down to, what, 20 or whatever there in the second half. You just cruise to a win. And once again, you held the team under 100 points. And that's becoming commonplace now, D. 20 times this year, we've been able to do that, which in today's NBA with scoring through the roof is absolutely insane.
You're 26-6 now against teams under 500. But obviously, if you look at that, you're now 15-22 against teams above 500. And I think about that, the only thing that I think is fresh in this team's mind that they want to correct and they want to do so as early as tomorrow, as early as tomorrow against the New Orleans Pelicans, is now you've got some of the tough teams of the NBA coming into your building, right? You've got New Orleans tomorrow. You've got Sacramento Saturday, a couple of days off to get ready for Golden State, and then the LA Clippers, right? So you've got some iron under the league coming into your building. You have one win since the All-Star break against a team over 500. Now, you've played three, right? So you haven't been tested very much, but fresh in our minds are those two games against Indiana and New York. Those are the two most recent ones against teams over 500. So you're 11-3 since the All-Star break. You're the best defensive team by every defensive metric. Josh Cohen did a great job on OrlandoMagic.com, and we saw that defense that you alluded to, holding them to 32 points in the first half and kind of cruising to a victory after that. But now everybody is focused on the task at hand, and that's the New Orleans Pelicans, a team over 500, a team that's cruising, a team that's a half a game out of fourth behind the LA Clippers in the Western Conference. This is one of the hottest teams, and they're flying under the radar, New Orleans, right now. We're all seeing the highlights from Zion Williamson last night in their big win. This is a big test, and I thought, to me, what was impressive about last night was, I thought that kind of sent a statement to New Orleans. Yeah, we're worried about the task at hand. We're worried about this game, but we're letting everybody know we're ready. We're ready for the increase in competition starting tomorrow.
We want all the smoke, right?
Is that
what the kids are saying these days?
Which is ironic because that's what George Galante is saying about his Stetson Hatters taking on UConn.
That's right. Oh, that's right. That's why it's in my head. That's right. You mentioned.
I still don't understand that.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I have no idea what it means, but I am very excited about that. About Stetson and UConn, first and foremost, in the 35-40 point truck. You want to talk about best half of basketball you've ever seen? That ticket's going to be.
On Friday afternoon.
George's going to have to call Cliff and have him be his support line. No, this is going to be a good one. New Orleans, we keep talking about it. I think part of it is just the Pelicans franchise in general. Like, they're always going to be a little bit under the radar just because they're the New Orleans Pelicans. They just don't necessarily get that national pub unless it's negative. Like, everybody's excited to talk about Zion and right. And his unavailability, but this is a good basketball team. And I'm not necessarily sure why. But, you know, it's just not high profile. Zion was, but then you've got Willie Green and it's just kind of been an organization for a long time that hasn't necessarily, I think, been at the forefront. But they're doing it the way that we're doing it, and that's defensively. And they've got good balance. I mean, you think about Zion and Brandon Ingram, I'm not sure there are two better or two sort of more underrated offensive, top-of-tier players in the league that are paired up together. We just don't consider them a Batman and a Robin type of situation. And then we talked yesterday, and we'll talk more tomorrow, about the rest of the guys. The Herb Jones, Trey Murphy is an outstanding shooter and bench player. So they've got it all kind of laid out for them right now. And in the Western Conference, I actually think it's wide open. I mean, you got four or five really good teams out west, but nobody has separated themselves just yet. I think everybody's worried about Denver. My whole thing in the postseason is Denver played a whole lot of basketball at a very high level last year.
Yes,
is there a burnout element at some point as they get into the postseason? So this will be a really good test for us. The next couple will be. And you're right. Like, you know, we can talk all we want to about taking care of business, and we have, just haven't had very many opportunities post-All-Star to play a team like this. And when we have, we've kind of fallen a bit flat. So I think there's a difference in playing this game at home and playing these next couple at home. The energy should be electric in that building. And I think we're at the, we're hitting on all cylinders right now. If we go out and play the way we have been playing, I don't know, we'll win the game. I know very well, though, it'll be a good basketball game. And that's what you're looking for against teams like New Orleans, playing the way they're playing right now. Go out there, give yourself the best shot, and see how the chips fall.
Well, I think as we all know, New Orleans has not been setting the world on fire either, right? I mean, we know that they've dealt with their own injury issues, and Willie Green has kind of solidified things here the last 3 years, and they're going to be above 500 again. They were last year. They've matched their win total from last year. They've been to the playoffs three times since the Magic started this rebuild, 12-13. So the Magic have been twice. The Pelicans have only been three times. They've been out of the first round once since 2008, and they've had a winning record. Now, this will be their fourth time since 2012. So they have had troubles of their own. They're trying to get back to the postseason and experience some success. They've had 48 wins is the most they've had since 2012, and with 42, they're well on their way. So recent success for this Pelicans team, and they haven't proven anything in the postseason either, but it seems like if they can stay healthy, health is everything. If they can stay healthy, they could be poised for a great run here in the postseason. They're exactly what the Magic are doing. They're fifth in the West, half a game out of fourth, and it's the same situation for the Orlando Magic. So it'll be a great basketball game, and the second time that Magic fans have ever seen Zion Williamson. We've never played Zion in New Orleans, and he's only been in this building twice. The last time was back in 2021, so that's kind of remarkable in and of itself. Vamos Magic. Join the Magic and the team for Noche Latina presented by Kia on Saturday, March 23rd as your Magic take on the Sacramento Kings. Celebrate Latin culture and enjoy Latin-inspired food, dance, music, and more. You can also visit the Disney Atrium at 6 p.m. to watch the 3v3 NBA 2K League match between Magic Gaming and Heat Check Gaming. Get your tickets at OrlandoMagic.com/NocheLatina. More Magic Drive Time when we return in a moment.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X Pro is truly at the top of its game.
it kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive, intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X Pro.
Telluride X Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Mo Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic taking down the Charlotte Hornets last night. And when they win, you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your regularly priced online order when you use the promo code MAGICWIN all day today. You can use papajohns.com. You can use the Papa John's app, whatever you want to do. But use that promo code MAGICWIN. And a great win it was for the Orlando Magic last night, 112-92, 21 points for Cole Anthony. Well, I don't know what it is about Cole Anthony when he sees the Charlotte Hornets jersey, right? He had a season high 30. Back in November, then he goes for 21 at 19 in the first half. He said last night, he said it's just him doing his due diligence, which we were having fun with because no Magic player has ever said due diligence in a walk-off. And he said, I've done my due diligence, and you just never know when it's going to pay off, and it just happened to again here tonight. But that was nice to see.
That was fantastic. Cole Anthony on walk-off interviews with Dante Marcatelli, I could watch him 82 out of 82 games. We need more of that. It's always the best. And
I asked him about it, and he said, I took the SAT. He goes, I know, I know big words.
And then he goes, I know big word. And he got
one word or two words.
But when you watch it, it seemed like he got hung up on the word words. is there another way to put that and sound better? I'm not sure what it is either. It's not like he spent that much time in Chapel Hill. He was there for, you know,
right.
Three quarters of a year.
Right.
He came into yesterday's game averaging 22, 5, and 5 or something like that this season against Charlotte. And Dante, and I think I need a few more games of evidence, but gosh, you think back to the beginning of the season, how important he was. The bench is the best, right? Post-All-Star, the second best offensive rating. Nobody not named Indiana is scoring more points at a higher rate than our second unit at post All-Star break. And if you go back the entire season, I think it's top 10, top 7, something like that, as far as the bench goes. But that includes Bo, and that includes Joe, and that includes obviously Markel. Now, when Cole Anthony is the crown jewel of that second attack. And when he's playing like he was playing for the first 2-3 months of this season, boy, it makes a huge difference, especially because you'll see Cole out there in place of Gary if he's having an off-shooting night. Cole will close games out. They feel comfortable with him in that backcourt in the fourth quarter in big-time situations. It's starting to click, I think, for Cole Anthony. And the beauty about when Cole is playing well offensively is he does everything. He can distribute. He can rebound. He can shoot from the perimeter. And right now he's working that pick and roll and keeping that defender on his hip, getting to his spot, that elbow jumper, the kill spots, like Markel likes to call him, and he's coming around, and that could be obviously a huge weapon coming down the stretch here.
Well, and let me just piggyback on that. Our call of the game brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit glip.com to learn more. You got off to that 16-7 start. You had that 9-game win streak. You've had
parts of the season where you've been untouchable, where you've had great stretches. And Cole Anthony, when he scores 11 or more in a game, this Magic team is 28-12. 40 times this year he scored 11 or more points in a basketball game, and you know that's his average is 11.7. So if he just hits his average, this team is nearly unbeatable. They're 28-12 is the record when he can get to 11 points. Yes, his scoring is critical for this Magic team.
It's because it's the one thing that we lack is scoring from consistent places, aside from Paolo and Franz. And look, when there's going to be nights where all the attention's diverted to those two guys and you need somebody else to step up. Jalen obviously has done it very well and more from a spot-up shooting perspective. But, you know, it's what we said the other night. I mean, what's the record? Gosh, I just had it in front of me. I think it's all these numbers are scrolling around in my head.
Oh, they're all running together.
What's the number when we shoot 50%?
It's finally the old positive.
23-1? 23-1 when we get to 50%, I believe it is.
I think you're right. 22 or 23, right?
I think it's 22, but I think we got to 23 yesterday. So that illustrates to you, right? Like in what we were saying, I heard Jeff talking about it the other day as well. We just play pretty good offense with the defense that we play. Then we're going to be in all kinds of games. We're going to win two out of every three basketball games. And the offense has been, yeah, it's been a roller coaster this year, but he is one of our most consistent sources of offense when he's playing like he's playing right now. And boy, you talk about alleviating pressure on Paolo and Franz. He can be a huge, huge piece coming down the stretch here. And again, not just within that second unit, he's going to end up playing some games, 30, 35 minutes, closing games out and playing big minutes with the starters as well.
23-1, you're exactly right. When you shoot 50% or better, you're now 17-2 when you allow fewer than 100 points, right? So you've done that. Only the New York Knicks have done that more times. You were tied with Minnesota, so only New York has done that more times. And they're going to sit, by the way. So they're going to come back and play the same day that the Magic play. So that'll be very interesting. They're going to close out their West Coast road trip in Denver. We got big games tonight. We don't even have time to get into that. It's winning is fun. You got so much to get to here. When you score 60 or more points in the paint, you are 17-2, right? Which you did that last night. You had 60 points in the paint last night. I mean, his numbers are staggering.
How did you do that 19 times? 60 or 60 is a huge number. The fact that we've done that 19 times is crazy.
You're right. I mean, we're looking at all time. We're looking at fewest points allowed. We're looking at largest margin of victory before Charlotte was a completely different team in the second half last night, which was good. They got a hold of them and they came out, played with pride, and that was good to see. They fought like heck in that second half because they put up 60 points in that second half after scoring 32 in the first half. So that was better to see. But we're looking at all kinds of things. We're looking at the disparity on the bench all time, what that was going to be, because at that point they had 4 points off the bench. And the Magic were somewhere north of 50. I mean, it was amazing. Just a terrific job dismantling that team. Before we go, congratulations to DJ Wilson, who gets signed to a 10-day contract by the Philadelphia 76ers. We got to take time to go through the Osceola Magic here at some point and kind of catch everybody up to speed. It's great for DJ. That's the goal for these Osceola Magic teams, for these G League teams, to get guys to the next level. It's going to hurt Osceola. He's been about 19 points, 9 rebounds a game for Osceola as they go down their playoff push and on into the postseason. Probably going to lose some guys. And that was the first sign. But again, that's the goal, getting these guys to the NBA, and he's going to join Philadelphia.
That's crazy. It's the nature, and congrats to DJ. That's the nature of a G League team, right? Is you
next man up.
You get good enough, and then you say goodbye, and they go on to greener pastures. And you fill it in. No, but Kevin Tiller doing an outstanding job there in Osceola, and for it to be the first year, you know, out of Lakeland and in Osceola, and for them to be enjoying the success they're enjoying right now, what a way to start, right?
No, and I want to talk tomorrow. We'll spend most, you know, tomorrow we're going to interview Franz Wagner, so we'll preview that. Franz Wagner will be our next guest on Magic Pod Squad. We got exciting news regarding our podcast situation. And Brian Hill dropped something yesterday on the post-game show that I want to spend tomorrow talking about. I thought it was great. The way the Magic play with the physicality, used to hitting, used to getting hit, he thinks that's the biggest shock for teams, young teams, when they get to the postseason. And he thinks that has all been eliminated for this Magic team because they won't be surprised because that's how we play. And they embrace that. And I want to discuss that tomorrow because I think they could have a huge leg up and they could make some noise here in the postseason. All that coming your way tomorrow on Magic Drive Time. Have a great night, everybody.